My name is Beatrice Were, and I'm an AIDS activist from Uganda. The 16th International AIDS Conference that's coming up this summer in Toronto is about time to deliver and to look at what has so far been achieved on HIV and AIDS. The vision is really to consolidate what we know from HIV, the fact that it's preventable, it's treatable, and looking at why are we not having an effective impact on the epidemic. And I think it's really mainly to strategize on how things can be done better. My hope, coming from Uganda, coming from Africa, being a woman, a mother with HIV, is that we can realize universal access to treatment and to see less of the rhetoric that has happened over the last few years. I mean, with due respect to the fact that there are more people on treatment than ever before, we still have large numbers of people who are going without treatment. We still have most of those people being women, young people, the poor and marginalized, the vulnerable groups in our communities, because increasingly AIDS has taken on an African face, a face of the poor, a face of the southern people. And for the last 20 years of the epidemic, AIDS has not been rooted, the response has not been premised in the international human rights standards. We have completely ignored the fact that abuse of human rights, denial of access to treatment, issues of access to voluntary counseling and testing, in some places where people, where we are seeing governments carrying out door-to-door testing, mandatory testing, that all these are human rights issues that need to be addressed. And I feel very strongly that this conference needs really to send a key message on AIDS as a human rights issue, the issue of vulnerable groups and those that are marginalized, the fact that the world leaders have made many promises that they have not met, the 3x5, whereby they committed to putting 3 million people on treatment by 2005, and by the end of 2005, they had only put 1 million people on treatment, is a human rights issue. Now we are talking universal access. We need to look at it from a human rights perspective and make the world leaders, especially the G8, realize that we cannot continue to have a lot of promises and then all those promises are broken at the end.